Hello.
I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I just need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Mm-hmm.
Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, condo, a manufactured or mobile home?
An apartment. Which department do you work in at FIU?
Just conducting the survey.
Okay. Yep.
Do you own or rent your home, your apartment?
Rented.
Okay. During the survey, we're going to keep referring to it as home, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Please tell me, what year was the apartment built?
1985.
Okay. Have any upgrade modifications been made to the property?
Yes.
Okay. What kind? Roofing, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
Hurricane windows.
Okay. That's it?
That's
roofing upgrades or any of that? No. Okay.
I don't. It's a big building. I don't know.
No problem. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I've been a permanent resident of Florida 24 years.
Okay. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm and any hurricane between category 1 and 2, 5.
Yes.
Okay. In regards to the hurricanes, you remember?
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out.
Oh, yeah. A tropical storm? Yes, right?
A hurricane.
And just hurricane. Okay. And do you remember if it was category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I don't remember.
Okay. Let's go with 1. Do you have been a remembered?
We have a very bad connection. You keep cutting out. I don't hear what you're saying.
In our year, which it happened.
No, I don't remember which year it happened.
You don't. Okay. No problem.
I
have you or any adults in your household? I'm sorry. Well, no problem. If you don't remember, it's fine. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
$12,000.
Wow. Okay. One second. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows? Wind
no,
damaging your roof?
Wind damage to my pool enclosure.
Oh, okay.
So we were living in a house at the time. I'm in an apartment now, but we were living in a house at the time. There was damage to the pool enclosure and some damage to the roof. And we lost a couple of trees.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Well, living in the apartment now, not too vulnerable.
Not too, okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, I would stockpile water. and non-perishable foods.
Okay.
I would stockpile batteries.
Okay.
Water, if I said that, portable radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
anything else?
Yeah. Then if I feel that we had to evacuate, I would have what I call a go bag. I would prepare a bag with my medicines and with extra cash and things like that to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home's already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
The home is already secured and would be ready in a few hours.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information from this list. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or something else?
Television is first.
Huh?
Internet is second.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and family would be third.
Okay, gotcha. On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say 5. Right now, I have water already put aside. I have batteries, I have flashlights.
Okay. So 5. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Here's the list. Cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, loss of income or unemployment, property taxes, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of insurance, or something else? Any of those?
No, none of those.
Neither, okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No, okay. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If emergency management orders us to evacuate.
Okay. If they order you, okay.
Yep.
All right, I appreciate your participation so far. Quickly moving on, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend, family? Another location within the state? As far as possible, to another state? Or you wouldn't leave and then under any circumstances?
It really depends where the hurricane is going. If it's coming up the East Coast, I would go to our friends on the West Coast, so another part of the state. I'm assuming mm-hmm. that we would know where the hurricane is not going. So we have friends on the West
right.
Coast. We'd go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
2. Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Federal government. That's what we have seen before.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, 1 to 5. I'd say 4.
4 on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that they're being enforced.
sketch. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
I'd say four.
Four, okay. That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Five.
Five, okay. That new developments take into account flood risks.
I would say four.
Four on that, okay. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I'd say four.
Four on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And
yes.
Do you think your property or finances? Okay. Do you think your property and finances will be affected?
No, I'm more than 5 miles inland. No, maybe 100 okay. years, but not now. No.
All right. So you believe it's happening, but you won't be affected by it.
Right.
Gotcha. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Should they increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or both income and property taxes? Or you have another suggestion?
I'm thinking.
No problem.
There should be a general government fund to protect the cities from water rising. It should come out of the federal government and let them figure out how they're going to fund it. But the federal government, for instance, should figure out what Miami should do with the water rising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instead of increasing these taxes, right?
Right. Instead of increasing the local taxes, property taxes, which you said, right? Let the federal government fund it. And just determine how they want to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I answered the question that you needed.
Oh, yeah. You did. Thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level. And they're especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat? Slightly concerned or not at all concerned?
In my area, mm-hmm. not at all concerned. I shouldn't say that.
Not
the
at
town
all.
That I live in is based on water. We have water, yeah. So I would say moderately concerned.
Moderately, okay.
Moderately concerned.
Hold on, let me change that. Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? For
until I
less than a year? 1, 2, 3. Okay. More than 20 then. All right. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished.
Sure.
Could you tell me your age?
81.
Okay. What is your gender?
Male.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay, how many are under 12 years old?
No one.
Okay. And how many are 65 or older?
Two.
Two, okay. What is your marital status?
Married.
Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
PhD. Dr. Gray, yes. Dr. Lowe.
Gotcha. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
Okay. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. under 20,000, 20 to less than 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or more than $100,000.
More than 100,000.
Okay. These were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses. I hope you have a
You're
great
welcome.
Evening today.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.